Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God is good. Eh? Hallelujah. And God's intention is to continue to shower you with his goodness. Eh? Amen. That's his intention. Eh? Even as we transition into 2017. God is very deliberate about this. Eh? Amen. He's going to bless you. Amen. He's going to bless you exceedingly abundantly. Eh? Above what you know, eh? You have thought or you have even what? Imagined. Eh? Hallelujah. But this is serious. Eh? This is what? This is serious. Eh? Amen. Today Sunday, yeah? Chisanja hakuna mchezo. I'm very, very serious because God is what? Very serious. No playing what? Games. Eh? God is saying he's going to do what? To bless you. Eh? Amen. And starting today, you understand? Eh? It's throughout the year 2017. Eh? Amen. He says that I'll bless you, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
You see, you guys, you hear these things, you know, so somehow you become like, but now this is very serious. Huh? Amen? Hallelujah. I don't remember Sunday when I came and I said, God is going to bless you, Of course, I've said good things which the Lord wants to say. Eh? Amen. But today, I've never come. God's going to bless you. Which is true. Eh? He wants. But I've never, I don't remember saying that. Eh? Maybe some time ago when you had that, the dream, the showers of blessing, Amen. Amen. But this Sunday, Chisanja what? Hakuna mchezo. Eh? God is going to bless you. Starting today, amen, and throughout 2017, eh? He says, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, eh? I'll multiply you. Hallelujah. Why is he going to do that? It is essentially because of what Pesh was saying. Eh? It is his way of saying thank you for what you've done for me. Eh? As far as basically, as far as LAT is concerned, what you have done for him, you understand? He's saying, for that matter, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. Beginning today, you understand? Not beginning 1st January, you understand? Beginning in this season, amen, and in 2017. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why? Again, because of what you've done, your faithfulness, your believing everything that has come from this pulpit, that has come from the leadership here, about what the Lord wanted us to do, then we did it, hallelujah. You believed, you see, the Bible says, believe, trust, believe his servants and you shall prosper, then it's, you shall be established. Then it says, believe his prophets and you shall what? Prosper. Glory be to God. So you believe the word of the Lord. Eh? You believed everything. There is nothing that ever came here that was just hype. Eh? Or something, some like ambitious project from the flesh that we engaged in. Eh? You understand? Eh? Everything was of God and you believed it. You are part of it. You know what I mean? Eh? Amen? And the Lord says, because of that, as Israel saying thank you, he says that starting from today, and in 2017, blessing, I'll bless you. And multiplying, I'll multiply you. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? So that is it that the Lord wants to tell you today. We're essentially done with what? Hallelujah. We're essentially done. Now we can do other things. Amen? Honestly, we're done. That's what God wanted. That's what? Wants to communicate today. Amen? Hallelujah. Today we are not going to talk about the tabernacle of Moses. Hallelujah. The brazen altar, then the brazen lever, then the candlesticks, then the shortbread, you know, then the altar of incense, then the curtain, then the, you know, amen. Today is not for that. Today God is just saying, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to multiply you. Amen. And he says he's not starting first what? First January. Amen. He's starting today. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else has a word from the Lord? For me, I've done what the Lord wants us to know today. Anyone else? You guys, you think, you know, I told you this Sunday, Chisanja hakuna mchezo. So I'm not joking. That's what the Lord wants us to know today. By the way, give a very big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Yeah. They did a great job. Hallelujah, isn't it? Awesome job, you know. Yeah, so last Sunday I worshipped. This Sunday I worshipped. Amen. I hope next Sunday I'll also. But if you don't worship next Sunday, for me, I worship before I come here. So those are yours. Amen. Those are for the rest of you. For me, I worship before I come here. Hey, I don't take chances. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they have done a marvelous job. You know, Amen. Just, can you imagine 3 instruments, you know? Just, you know, and awesome job. Hallelujah. So anyone else has any word from the Lord? For me, I've given mine. Hallelujah. Maybe I can just add scripture to it. Because we are a word best word. We are word best. We are word best church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, Genesis chapter 22, verse 15 to 18. This is just when Abraham was going to kill his son, sacrifice his son. The Bible says from verse 15, it says that, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time. After the angel said, don't kill it. You know, then he showed him a ram in a thicket caught by its horns. So then he said, then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn. God is swearing. By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I'll bless you. And multiplying, I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. You know, then he gives him a reason why he's going to be blessed. He says that because you have obeyed my voice. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is essentially what God is telling you. He's saying that blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. Amen? Why? Because you have done this thing. Amen? You have not withheld your son. Basically, you have given your best to God. Amen? So he's saying, blessing, I'll bless you. Multiplying, I'm going to multiply you. Amen? And he says that I am very serious. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? And he ends it by saying, because you have obeyed me. You have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? He swore. Amen? Hebrews chapter 16, verse 13 to 19. Paul, by the way, Paul is the one who wrote Hebrews. Amen? People say, who wrote Hebrews? There's no author, you know? Kenneth Hagin, Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin once, and he asked Jesus, that, Jesus, who wrote the book of Hebrews? And Jesus said, Paul. Amen? So all the other books that you read, eh? The stupid books where they say the author of Hebrews is what? Is unknown. Eh? Amen? Well, he's known. Amen? By you, eh? Paul. Eh? So Hebrews chapter 16, verse 13 to 19, it says that, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply you. Amen? It says that, you know, he swore, like we saw there, in Genesis. And yet it's repeated that when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. And there he said, by myself I have sworn. Amen. It says, surely blessing I'll bless you, and multiplying I'll multiply you. Remember, now he's not telling Abraham. He's telling you. Amen? He's telling who? He's telling you. Amen? Then he says that, and so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Amen? You're going to obtain the promise. You're going to obtain the blessing. You're going to obtain the multiplication. Glory be to God. Amen. For indeed, men swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability. Immutability. You know how you mute. Like TV, you mute. No sound. So immutability means whatever. Unmutable. Amen. So desiring to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, he confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, you might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope, the promise, that you're going to be blessed, that you're going to be multiplied. Amen? Hallelujah. Then he says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hallelujah. Amen? God is saying, I have said, I have sworn, because you have obeyed my voice, because you have not withheld your best from me, He says that blessing, I'm going to bless you. And multiplying, I'm going to multiply you. Amen? Then here it says that it is both sure and steadfast. You understand? As in, this is for real. This is hakuna mchezo. God is very serious. He's going, you watch and see. Hallelujah. Years ago, Oyedepo, he shares that the things he did for the Lord, gave away stuff, built churches when he was a broke guy, but the little he had, he gave it, he did the best for the Lord. Then one day, the Lord told him, he had a voice telling him that my son David, Even if you wanted to be poor, it is too late now. You understand? He told him, even if you wanted to be poor, he told him, it is too late. As in what you have done, you have made this thing, prosperity, the prosperity that is coming to you, you have made it immutable. God told him, even though you want to be poor, it is too late now. Too late. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Now concerning you, God is saying, this that I'm telling you, how I'm going to bless you, how I'm going to multiply you, amen, he says it is both sure and steadfast. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. You see, God knows how to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Man, I have people in my life, people just don't know how to say thank you. You look at this person, you help, they need something, and they just, you're like, then you're like, oh, Maybe that's why they are broke. You know, you start to think, you know, maybe they say that, maybe that is a key, the missing key in their lives. You know, showing gratitude, saying thank you. Now, God is not like that. Amen? God knows how to say thank you. Amen? And now he thank you to you. He's going to demonstrate it by blessing you. Amen? By blessing you and multiplying you. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Exodus chapter 20, verse 24, the second bit there, God tells Moses that in every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you. In every place where I do what? In every place where I record my name, I will do what? I will come there and bless you. You know, Now we all know, if you've been here for the last like 6 weeks, we've been talking about how God now calls, of course, for a long time, he has called this house, his house. Amen? But some time ago, there was sure like real evidence, you know, that he considers this his house. Hallelujah. That means he has done what? He has recorded his name here. You understand? And because of that, he's saying, therefore, I will come to you and I'll bless you. You understand? Because my name is recorded in your midst, as you know, LAT. You see? So God's saying, where I cause my name to be recorded, I'll come there and bless the people. So he said, because my name is recorded here, this is my house. He says, I'm going to come and bless you. Glory be to God. And Hebrews said, this is both sure and steadfast. You understand? He said it is immutable. You understand? He swore by himself, and then he said what he was going to do. He gave a promise with swearing, you know. Hallelujah. That's why it is sure and steadfast. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? This is what God wants you to know. Not anything, what? Not today, you know, it is not for what? The feast. Do you guys remember the feast? Who remembers them? Hallelujah. Amen? Leviticus 23. The first feast was what? Passover. The second, unleavened bread. And the third one, first fruits. Then, Pentecost. Yeah, I'd forgotten. And trumpets. And you guys just unleash the Apple phones and the Apple notes. Atonements and then what? Trumpets, amen? And they all, where's the table? Table number two. And they all just mean what? Passover is talking about. It's talking about what? Jesus is the Passover, the death of the Lord, you know, when he died, you know. So anyway, then the unleavened bread when he was buried, amen? Then first fruits, you know, he's the first fruits from the resurrection of the dead, you know. So his resurrection. Then Pentecost. You know that which happened 50 days after what? He was buried. You know, after he was resurrected. 50 days, the Holy Ghost was poured upon the church. Amen. And all those have happened, but there are some others which haven't happened. Amen. Which the first one is what? The rapture. Trumpets. The Bible says a trumpet will sound. And the dead in Christ will do what? Will rise first. Your girlfriend, you know? Who was born again, who passed away before what? Yeah, she'll be among them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then, you know, after all those years away, you know, she might appear and she's no longer interested in you. When or what? She has experienced what? A greater glory. She's like, this guy, fake guy. Hallelujah. These things happen. I remember. Now, anyway, I've been a faithful servant. I shared what the Lord wanted me to share. That is going to bless you. Glory be to God. But anyway, yeah, greater glory. And so, the rapture, the feast of what? Trumpets. Amen. And then, so that hasn't happened. The others happened. They go for it. Now, this one is also coming. The rapture has to happen. Amen? You know? Then, which is the next? Yes, atonement. When Jesus will come and remove sin, atone. You know, atone for the sin of Israel. The Bible says, when he came the first time, he came to his own. And his own rejected him. You know, then as many as received him, and now like the Gentiles, as many as received him, he gave the right to become the children of God. Amen. But when he comes back, the Bible says, we read that and all Israel will be saved. You understand? So he's coming back, atonement, you know, for their sin, you know. Hallelujah. And thereafter, the feast of what? Tabernacles. Tabernacle means a dwelling place. Amen. So Jesus will come and he will dwell with us, you know, for 1,000 years. Amen. And after 1,000 years, something will happen. The devil, you know, whatever. Then there will be the new heavens and the new earth. Glory be to God. Amen. So in Leviticus 23, amen, everything that God wants to do in this world, it's there in one chapter. Amen. Jesus came, you know, he died for you. You understand? And when he died, you died. Amen. When he was buried, you are buried with him. You understand? Amen. When you went to hell, you know, you went there with him. You understand? And then he resurrected, you know, to the newness of life. You know? And now you are born again. You have that life. You have a new life. Amen. And he's coming back for you. He's coming back anyway. But before he has given you the Holy Ghost. Amen. And one of the signs that you're filled with the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. Glory be to God. Amen. I expected you guys to send me data so that I can send you that thing of a woman who spoke over 20 languages in tongues. And one of them was Luganda. Amen. You understand? Luganda in tongues, Nigerian. You know, Hallelujah. She said, Father, now we're going to thank you in Spanish. She spoke Italian, she did. A language in like three languages in Nigeria, she did it. You know, why even China? Yeah, China, she also did it. South Africa, she did it. They say, now, Father, we want to thank you in the language of Uganda. No, she just praying in the Holy Ghost by faith, yeah, you know. Then she spoke Luganda, man. It's here, we have it. Just send me data, you understand? Amen. She says, you know, Nantamegwa, you know, Baganda, that's how they call Then she say, she spoke like four terms, referring to the king. You know, that is speaking in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So the more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more you speak in tongues, the better off you are. The better off you are. You know, these things are speaking in English, then you get tired, then you fast chill. Then you wake up again and you're speaking English. Then, you know, that is nonsense. Hallelujah. That is what? Nonsense. I remember, campus, what a clique. We're like seven guys. Very serious for the Lord. Very, very serious. You think these guys are serious? We are more serious than them. To show you that we are very more serious than these guys want to marry. You know, for us when you're on campus, marriage, just for, you know, so we were more serious than you. However, we didn't have so many. Dennis, I think, is one who used to have dreams, right? You know, we're not here, but we're very what? The only thing you guys, what? Is just dreams and visions, you know. However, we are very what? Serious. What was I going to say? Anyway, so, now there are those who now later decided to realize that their calling is not to be single. Then guys will start, you know, being shady. So anyway, when we find out that, a guy is interested in a chick, the first thing, one of the first things we would ask the guy is that, does a chick pray in tongues? Does a chick pray? To this day, I'm amazed. There are some people I've never heard praying in tongues. I'm like, do these people really pray in tongues? But they say, yes, I do it, but never hear them. That is strange. 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 So you pray the Holy Ghost, but no one ever hears you. Even when you're in the car walking, you know nothing around my ear. Strange. Glory be to God. Anyway, Pentecost, then the rapture will happen. The Feast of Trumpets. Anyway, Jesus is coming back for you. Then you'll come and reign, we shall reign with him 1,000 years, you know. Amen. And then after, we shall forever be with the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. But please don't forget that he is going to bless you and he's going to multiply you. Don't forget that. And he is very serious. Hallelujah. I remember sometime now it's coming like 2-3 years. God, there's someone that I was in Zoe, 3 years ago, I was in Zoe. Then when the fellowship ended, some girl comes to me with a dream. So I had a dream. I saw this dream is from heaven, but I don't know what it means. I told her, send it to me by email. So anyway, she sends it to me. Then, you know, you read a dream, you're like, there's something to this dream, but there's something. So one time I was seated somewhere at the chef. You know, I think I just had then as I'm getting up, all of a sudden, the interpretation came. A powerful message from heaven. Now one day, weeks later, I am somewhere just praying in the Holy Ghost. I didn't have anything I needed from, I was just praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, I have to go pray for in the Holy Ghost for some hours somewhere. Actually, this is here, the prayer. So I'm there praying. Then a scripture came in my head. I don't know when I last read that scripture. You know, so I decided to check it out. When I checked it out, it's like God had sent a dream through that girl. Now God was adding a scripture. I was amazed. I wasn't thinking about the dream even. So I checked out the scripture and God told me, now I have even given you a scripture to that dream. Then he told me that watch and see. I'm going to do it. You understand? Then he told me, I am very serious. He told me, watch and see. I'm going to do it. And the point I'm trying to make is that is the same thing God is saying. He's saying concerning blessing you, concerning multiplying you, he says, watch and see. He says, I'm going to do it. You understand? Blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. Amen? Glory be to God. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you, and I will bless you. So God is coming to us to bless us. Hallelujah. Amen. Because where his dwelling place, amen, the presence of God dwells there. He considers this his house. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11, 12. The ark of the Lord that represented his presence was dwelling in this house of this guy, the guy who used to play the what? The guitar. The guitarist. So because God's presence was in that place. The Bible says, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Where the presence is, it is a matter of time before blessings start to abound. Amen? So it says that David says that the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark, because of the presence. Hallelujah. This is what is going to befall you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. This is what is going to do what? To befall you. Hallelujah. Amen. For most of you, even if you didn't want to be blessed, it is too late now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is what?
Too late.
Hmm? I wish you would understand how serious I am. The some of you don't take me seriously. You think Sundays are my playing days. They are my playing days after the service. Glory be to God. After the service. Glory be to God. Amen. So God is going to do what? To bless you. Hallelujah. These are a chapter in the Bible we have never read. You know, we are a prosperity church. But and everyone who believes in prosperity, this is like one of their best what? I'm amazed that we've been here for 2 years and maybe now like 3 months or something like that. And we've never read this. That means that we are genuine. You know, because if you're prosperity, you would get every Sunday all the prosperity scripture, you know. But this we have never done. And you all know it anyway. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. The blessings are going to look like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. It shall come to pass if you diligently obey. That one we have done. We have obeyed. You understand? We have done what? We have obeyed. Hallelujah. Now, then we go quickly to somewhere. Then he says, God will set you above all nations of the earth. Some of you, the blessings are going to look like that. Amen. Above all the what? Nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Because you have obeyed. Not because you're going to obey. You have obeyed. Hallelujah. Then he says, blessed shall you be in the city. Then you shall be blessed also in the what? In the country. Then he said, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your what? Flocks. Blessed shall be your baskets and your kneading what? Bowl. What? There are some of you who say something else. I mean, you should at least try to talk like my wife. Blessed shall you be when you come in. Blessed shall you be when you go out. Amen. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command. Hallelujah. He will do what? He is commanding the blessing on you in your storehouses. Those who are in the business of saving money. Like me. And in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land the Lord is what? Giving you. In the land that starts today.
Amen.
Amen? And it goes throughout what? 2017. In that land.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep, we have kept. Hallelujah. Then verse 10. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They shall be what?
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord, your God, has sworn to give you. That land starts today, and it goes throughout what? 2017. Amen? By the way, I'm very serious, and I didn't come to excite you. Like I told you the other Sunday, I don't come on Sunday to make people happy, to make them what? Feel nice. One of the reasons is, which I said the other day, is that I'm not anyone's boyfriend. Amen? Making people happy is people's, that's the prosperity of your boyfriend. I mean, for me, I'm your pastor.
Yeah.
Amen? So I'm very, very what? Very serious. Amen? The Lord will open to you his good treasure. The heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. Hallelujah. Amen? The works of your hand, the work of your hand, God says, I'm going to bless it. I'm going to bless you. Amen? You shall lend to many what? Nations, but you shall not borrow. You're going to prosper financially. You have two, eh? You have two. You have two. Because God has sworn. He says, by two immutable things in which it is impossible to lie, that you may have strong consolation. And then he said, because it is sure and steadfast. You have to increase financially. You have two. You have two. You have two. Glory be to God. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath. Amen? Not if you, if you hid. You have already hidden. That is the what? Amen? Now it is time for results. It's time for fruit. We have obeyed. We have, you know, now God wants to say, thank you. Glory be to God. That's what the Lord wants you to know. Amen? But just know that God is very, very what? Serious. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. The Lord, you know, the Lord takes record of every good thing that we do. He takes record. And now that's the beauty about the Lord. He takes record and he never forgets. He never does what? He never forgets. You understand? Even this thing of saying, put me in remembrance, it doesn't really mean that God forgot. It means something else, you know. Hallelujah. He never forgets. When he says, put me in remembrance, I believe he just wants you to come and, you know, come, let us reason together. Glory be to God. He keeps record of every good thing we do. And there's something called the day of remembrance. You know, an angel from heaven appeared to Cornelius in Acts 10. And he told him that your prayers and your alms, your giving to the poor, he says they have come up as a memorial before God. God never forgets. Now, he has been keeping record of every good thing that you have done for his name's sake. That is why he's saying, now I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what? To bless you. Amen? Haggai chapter 2 verse 19. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. Then he said, but from this day. From when? From this day, God says, I will bless you. Amen? Meaning that anything that had failed, any harvest that had failed to come forth, the Lord said now, that from this day, you know, it has to yield fruit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Amen? I wish you guys would understand that I'm very serious. The reason why I'm very serious is because a serious person sent me. God. God is very serious, you know. I might not be a perfect representative of his seriousness. Amen. But anyway, he's serious. And I'm also what? Serious. Hallelujah. He said, from this day, I will bless you. Glory be to God. Amen. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 23 to 27, God told Moses, he told him, speak to your brother Aaron and his son, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Glory be to God. Amen. So the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to keep you. The Lord is going to make his face shine upon you and is going to be gracious to you. The Lord is going to lift up his countenance upon you and he's going to give you peace. Shalom. Eh? Nothing missing, nothing broken. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's how, even as we end, that's how, I want to what? To pronounce that blessing upon you guys. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So lift up your hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, for you bless your people, you keep them. You make your face shine upon them. And you're going to manifest your graciousness to each one of them. Father, I thank you for you're going to lift up your countenance upon every individual in this place today. And every member of LAT, even those who are not here. And I thank you, Father, for you're going to give them peace. Peace, the peace of God. The peace that surpasses understanding. The peace where everything is provided. Where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the blessing. The manifest blessing of the Lord. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, amen. Quietly, quietly.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.